Obviously a busy day for everybody, but before we talk about Virgil, a couple things. We signed Stevie Johnson to a one-year contract, as well as another tight end from Baltimore, Owen Daniels, to a three-year deal. Obviously, Owen's been with we'll talk more about Owen tomorrow, but he's been with Gary since he came in the league, so it's a good match there. I'd like to start out and say we're really thrilled that Virgil's going to be back. Virgil's been a big part of what we do, and he's been one of those guys that has not necessarily been out in front of the scenes, but behind the scenes has been a tremendous worker. He's blocked, he's caught, he's been a tremendous contributor on special teams. And, you know, really excited with what we're going to do offensively now. We really think that Virgil's going to flourish because of his strengths as a blocker, but also be more involved in the passing game. So we think it's a great fit for Virgil. You know, Virgil was in our first draft class and was a seventh-round pick and has really, you know, worked his tail off for the last 4 years. And so he's a type of guy that we want on the Denver Broncos you know, a guy that has the mentality of the hard work that it takes to be successful. And I think, you know, we're thrilled with this contract for him and congratulate him because it's one that he's really, really earned. And so, you know, with this too, we also continue to have high expectations. You know, we think that, you know, the sky's the limit for Virgil and we think he will, as I said, flourish in what we're going to do offensively now. So, Virgil and Marianne, congratulations, and I'll turn it over to Virgil.
Thank you.
Congrats, buddy.
Yes, sir. You know, it's a real pleasure to be back. I'm happy. You know, me and my wife have established ourselves here, and, you know, Kubiak, he seems like a good dude, and talking with guys like Joe Driesen and things like that, they've told me, you know, Kubiak is one of the best coaches you'll play for. What he can do for the tight end position is unheralded. So I'm definitely excited to get out there and get to work.
So, Virgil, you talking to Joel, man, you did a little homework on your potential coach?
Yeah, right. Soon as you know, the Broncos decided to go with Coach Kubiak, I hit up Joel, you know, because I knew he was with Coach Kubiak in Houston. I hit up a former linebacker, a friend of mine who we went to high school together. He played for Kubiak in Houston, and they both had pretty much the same things to say about him.
How important, Virgil, was that they saw also a role for you to flourish a little more in the passing game? You're an elite blocker, but did they talk, as John just talked about, the idea that you may be a little more involved in the passing?
You know, they didn't really have to talk to me too much about that because, like I said, I did go and try to learn more about what Kubiak's offense is all about. And you see tight ends have flourished, you know, throughout the last few years in his offense. So they didn't have to do too much talking. I understand, you know, how I'm gonna earn my keep on this team. And at the end of the day, for me, it's just tough, hard-nosed football. I know those other things will come to me. But at the end of the day, I'm all about tough, hard-nosed football.
From what we understand, you had a chance to maybe go reunite with Gaze and Fox in Chicago, maybe McCoy with San Diego, and where you would have been familiar with their offenses mm-hmm. and the coaches. So why did you spurn that? Was it you didn't want to leave home?
You know, there's many different things. You know, like I said, we are established here. You know, Going to Chicago, it'd have to take a lot to get everything picked up and get out there. And I am comfortable here. I'm comfortable with Mr. Elway. I'm comfortable with the staff here. So for me, I just came out of playing a real tough offense, and learning a new offense isn't that big of a deal to me. So at the end of the day, it's just I feel like this was the right fit for me, and I prayed long and hard about it, and I asked God to give me, you know, some sort of confirmation, and I feel he did that.
What are you hoping to do going forward as a pass catcher?
You know, I just want to be efficient and a guy that teams just don't have to say, oh, well, he's in there running. You know, I want to be a guy that teams say he's versatile. He could do all things. He could line up at fullback, slot, receiver, tight end, and be efficient at all those positions.
What do you think of the prospects of playing with Owen Daniels. You played alongside Julius. In all these years now, you got a veteran coming in.
I think it's great. You know, what's funny is about 2 years ago, I went to the tight ends coach, Clancy Barone, and I told him, you know, from what I hear, this Owen Daniels guy knows how to get open. And I asked my coach to put together a clip of all the Owen Daniels, you know, route running and everything. So I've studied him. I feel like I can pick his brain, learn some things, and better myself as a tight end.
Blocking isn't something that gets a lot of glory. Where does that pride come for you?
You know, like I said before, playing at Nevada, our run game was so successful, and we won a lot of games. And just being in that kind of environment and understanding what springing somebody for a touchdown truly means, I think that's where it all began. And the way the coaches made at Nevada made everybody feel united, even though, you know, you had three guys go for 1,000 yards and everybody else getting no credit. The coaches did a great job of, you know, giving us that confirmation that we're doing a great job on the field.
Berger, you let it sink in kind of how far you've come, as John said, a seventh round pick, but also last year, Seattle game, you got hurt. And after the game, Peyton's talking about, well, when we lost Berger, it really hurt us. I mean, that became pretty high praise, and then when you came back, things seemed to click again. Long way from perhaps that seventh round pick guy to this.
Absolutely, and I think back at that all the time, how I shouldn't be here. You know, a lot of seventh-round guys that were drafted in my year, a lot of fifth-round guys that were drafted in my year are sitting at home right now. So I do see it as a true blessing. I've taken advantage of the opportunities that have come my way. And, you know, I'm not much to complain about things. I just go out and do. And I feel like until I earn the right to say something, I just need to keep my mouth shut and do my job. And to me, that's the only important thing.
Why do you like blocking so much?
I am a big physical guy, and when you move somebody against their will and they're stronger than you and you know that, but they still can't do anything about it, I get a huge gratification out of that. I go home, I watch that on film, and tell myself that's, you know, what's acceptable from here on out. Anytime you get beat, it's not acceptable. So I really feed off that physicality, and it, you know, you see me smiling talking about it because it's real. Like, I really like to hit. So,
what do you say to the people that are maybe concerned that guys like Julius are going, Orlando left, you know, some good players are leaving?
You know, I think John Elway's done a great job of making sure he puts together a great team every year. So. And I'm sure he's going to do that again this year. And I don't think it's something fans should be too worried about or anybody should be worried about, because at the end of the day, we're going to put together a playoff performing team, and we're going to fight to get there.
Now that you've made this choice, how excited are you to move forward and kind of get the work?
Oh, my gosh. It was like a breath of fresh air, really, to finally have things set in stone. And I'm just really relieved, and I can't wait to get out there. I can't wait to get in the community again, do things with United Way, go, you know, to different middle schools, elementary schools, and things like that. Just there's so many things here in the Denver community that just you know, told me that it is, you know, for me not to come back here would be silly. So I think I can build on what I've done in the last 4 years and grow from there.
You realize you're the first Elway draft pick to re-sign with you?
You know, I really don't pay attention to stuff like that, so no. I didn't know that, but it is a true honor. You know, I realize they understand how hard I work, and that was always the goal for me, you know, to always let people know that at the end of the day, regardless of what's happening, Virgil Green is going to work hard in practice, in the film room, in the weight room, on game days, and that's just really my motto, just to work hard all day, every day.
Who is the linebacker you went to high school with?
Brandon Marshall. Zach Dials. I went to high school with Zach Dials.
You got your one touchdown pass from Brock. What do you think about playing with Peyton for another year?
You know, me and Peyton have a reputation, you know, not just in games, but in practice. You know, Peyton has thrown to me quite a bit in practice, and he knows what kind of guy I am. He knows I'm going to be in my playbook. He knows that I'm going to be accountable, and I think it's going to be good for us.
You talked about learning a new offense when you came out of college and had to learn the Broncos offense. How much time, how much preparation went into that, and how quickly did you pick it up?
Well, you know, for I think a huge setback for guys that are drafted my year is we came in during the lockout year, so we had to show up to training camp, compete for a job without knowing anything. I think being able to go to through OTAs and mini camp and all that creates a good foundation for young guys to understand things. So I think that's what really set me back early on. And I think having OTAs and everything like that right now will really help me learn this offense.
Have you gotten an indication of how different it's going to be scheme-wise and also with the nomenclature?
No. I've watched what a Kubiak's offense is all about. And I've respected it for a long time, so I kind of, you know a lot of zone schemes, a lot of, you know, different kind of passing schemes to get the tight end the ball quick. So, and that's all the kind of stuff I did in college. So,
you know that offense. You know, there's a fullback involved. Are you counting on getting some fullback reps?
I'm always down to do anything. You know, fullback. I don't too much like fullback, but it's something I got to do. And I don't mind it, you know, playing any position. You put me at guard, I'm going to do it, you know, so it doesn't matter to me.